got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. And I feel like it's Thursday all over the world. Amazing. What a mess. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And by the way, I'm being told it's 1 a.m. in New Zealand right now, Friday morning. So my feelings of feeling that it's Friday, it's Thursday all over the world is a false feeling. Because somewhere in the world, it's Friday already. What, y'all? 888-775-3773. You can, biblical question. What was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? What was it? What was it? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're not able to just sit and watch the show at home or wherever, you can podcast. But you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Even if you're on your way, you're a Democratic representative, and you're trying to get back at Trump, and you know you're wrong for trying to bring the illegal air back into our country, but you're doing it because you have nothing else to offer the American people. And so you're on your way to El Salvador to try to pretend you're going to get the illegal alien back. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. No, what am I saying? Bond JLP Cash App Jesse Lee Peterson, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. What the? buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. That's amazing. What a mess. So, it is Friday. I mean Thursday. It's Friday in New Zealand. Good morning, New Zealand, on Friday. But every Thursday we take all calls all the time. But Thursday, because we do get Bible Thumpers questions, people call about the Bible and about God, and they disagree with me sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. And so I like to have time to help the Bible Thumpers because we love the Bible Thumpers, right? And you need to be patient with all. And so though we take all calls, and we spend a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers, right? So every Thursday, and today is Thursday. Not only is this the third Thursday of the month, which is the Women's Forum tonight at 7 p.m., revealingaman.com/event. You can get more information. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. He drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. And I will get to your calls here in a minute. I want you to know, and I've said for a long time, your battle, each individual adult battle, is a spiritual battle. It's not physical. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, white supremacism, Debbie Dadism, anti-Semitism. If you don't know by now, you will never, ever, ever know. It's a spiritual battle. And I'm here to tell you, as soon as you realize that it's spiritual, immediately you lay your weapons down. You lay your weapons down. You lay them down. No more fighting. No more fighting. No more protesting. No more arguing, not only with yourself, with your thoughts inside yourself, or with others. All illusions start to disappear. And as the illusion of fading away, you see that you're free. And you're like, what the? What you don't know, and you will know if you work on yourself, really, listen to this. This is deep, but yet simple and true. What you don't know, it is done, and you are free. You have the real you, the true you, have no worries, have no troubles, have no desires, want for nothing, afraid of nothing, free of all things, have no fear, have no anxiety. You have zero emotions, the real you. No emotions, so you're not up and down about anything. You are the ruler of your world. And when you know this, no one can enter into your world and upset you. You are free. In Revelation, and if someone can find this and tell me about it, it says, Christ said he is the Alpha and the Omega. Remember that? He's the beginning and the end. Think about that. He is the beginning and the end. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Revelation 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He says he is the beginning of your freedom. He came and he began to make you free. The kingdom of heaven came, arrived with him, through him. And he was the beginning of your freedom. And by the time Revelation happened, he was the end. It was done. It was finished. You are free. How sad is that? That, think about this. The fate you, for those who believe this, you think you have a will? I have a free will. I can do what I want. I have a free will. But you can't even will yourself out of hell. Emotions. Emotions are hell. The up one and the down ones. You can't will yourself to stop thinking crazy thoughts that drive you so crazy at times. You got to take antidepressant pills. But you think you have a free will. Think about that. If I have, and you won't even ask. If I have a free will, why can't I will myself to be free? You got this will that you can't even use, but yet you believe you have a free will. And then some of you believe Jesus is God. And yet you're still lost. You're still empty. You have a head full of knowledge and no freedom. Think about what a sad way to live. You can be affected by the world. Yesterday I was at the gym and I was standing there by the distance away and a couple of people were saying hello. And I had on the Trump t-shirt. My Trump shirt, the Great White Hope shirt. And some white woman, you white, came out of her little yoga class. And I was kind of, didn't really see her back there. I saw a glance of her coming down the walkway. And she would give me the finger. She was like giving me the finger. He's a Cherokee. And so I didn't really know, but I did see it. And as she walked by, she was still giving the finger, walk by, going backwards. She was, and some of the guys who saw her giving the finger, they were like, cheat at her. They were like, look at that. I can't see it. And she was mad, right, because she hates Trump. And the guys was like, you should have went off on her and all that. I'm like, no, it didn't bother me. That's her doing that to herself. She's not doing it to me. She's burning on the inside. Giving the finger meaning you're emotionally destroyed yourself. And then a couple of guys, at least one, I'm not as strong as you. I would have gone off. And he was like, I don't even agree with the Trump thing because I'm a Bernie Sanders man. But you have the right to be Trump, support Trump. But I felt nothing about what she was doing. It was all her. What the? And so there was no reason to pick up to fight. I didn't need to pick up a weapon. She was already lost the battle. She was upset. If you want to be free, the beginning of freedom, listen to this. You, me, and every human being, if you want to be free. Now, you don't have to take it. You have to unlearn, forget, everything that you've been taught. Literally everything. Except how to build a car, how to build a house, how to go to the market, ride the bus, practical things. But other than that, you're never going to be free until you forget everything that you've been taught. You have been taught wrong. As a child, you were subject to it. You couldn't help it. They forced it on you, and they traumatized you. Your dad, your mama, your daddy, your teacher, your friends, the world. They force you to learn the wrong things. But as an adult, it's put up on you. And it's not an easy thing to do. I got to tell you that. It can happen. But it takes time because you're so identified with what you've been taught, which is all wrong and does not work. Have you noticed that your life doesn't work and you try and you try and you try to be right and you try to not do wrong and it doesn't work? Because you've been taught wrong. You're trying to make an illusion work, and it's not going to work. You can read the Bible, you can pray, you can cry, you can lift up holy hands, you can get into the freeze machine and say, I'm going to preserve myself until I'm 90, and I'm coming out, I'm still going to be young. You can meditate until the cows come home, and you will still be lost because you are refusing. To give up all that you have learned, you must give it up. You got to give up the world. You cannot have anything to do with the world. You got to let it all go. You got to let it all go. And then when the sun's come up, you know how the sun come up every morning and the sun shine on everybody and everything come alive? When the sun come up inside of you, you're going to come alive and the world is yours. Really. From within. But you got to unlearn. You got to stop trying to be right. Don't try to be right, and don't try to be wrong. You're playing God because you think you know right from wrong, and you don't. You don't know right. You only know wrong. But there's right in you. You still have not reconnected to it. And the troubles and the pain and the misery that you bring upon yourself and others as a result of trying to live up to what you've been taught is devastating all around the world. Think about this, and then I want to show you something, and then I'll get your calls. Human beings hate one another, and they have no love. They rob and kill and envious of each other, jealous, strife, talk about gossip, whatever. They try to embarrass you to make themselves look good. Human beings try to sound smart, but they sound stupid, but they think they sound smart. And when you tell them you sound stupid, they get mad because they are the experts. You got to unlearn it all. You got to unlearn the Bible. As long as you hold on to the learning of the Bible, you will never know the truth that's written upon your heart. Because you already think you have the truth because you know the Bible. You can quote the scriptures. And you never find the truth, the scriptures, that's written upon your heart. What a sad way to live. Only a few find this. Some do. They start to look within, and they start to find the truth, and they're like, oh, Lord! And the more they get, the more they want. They can't get enough of God's love, babe. And like, the more you get, the more I want. I can't get enough of your love, babe. Now, my mind made up. You got to have a made-up mind. I can't get enough of your love, God. I tried. You got to unlearn. I know this sounds crazy, but it's true. You got to unlearn everything. Because your mind, which is not your own, your emotions, which are not your own, your body, which is not your own, playing a trick on you. It's playing a game on you. And you have fear in everything. But do what you want with this, right? For those who don't want it, stay in your hell. Stay in your illusion. You've been taught in life growing up, you need to be successful. You need to go to school, the best schools, and you need to get the best education, and you need to be successful. Or you need to be married. You need to have children, men and women. You've been lied to, and you strive for those things. And when you get those things, you're like, what the? That didn't work. I got more problems. You've been lied to. And you still have fear. In spite of Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up so the world can see. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. What the? And you have fear. And you think you have a reputation you need. Can you get any dumber than that? You think you have a reputation you need to protect, and you work overtime to protect your reputation, and you still lose it. Even your mama go out and tell, oh, he think he's something now. He ain't nothing. Your mama. And your reputation's out the window. It's down to you like, what the? What about my reputation? No such thing as a reputation. It's an illusion. You're so one with the illusion, you don't even know it. You're like, well, what will I be if I don't have my thoughts and my reputation and my feelings? Who will I be? Why don't you find out? Why not find out? Have no fear. Fear is not of your creator. It's not of God. Fear is of your father, the devil, and it is an illusion. I told you yesterday or the day before about a pastor that went over to South Africa, and it was being reported that he was kidnapped while there in his church. He was up preaching the word, and according to the story, they went in there and snatched him and ran off with him. Fox is reporting that a kidnapped American pastor was rescued in South Africa following a deadly shootout at a house in the country's Eastern Cape, Providence. Official announced on Wednesday. Watch this from Fox News.
To get you to this story, a dramatic rescue, an American pastor kidnapped in South Africa, set free by police in a wild shootout. And Jonathan Sarri has these details for us. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there, Dana. A South African police unit known as Hawk says it received tips that the pastor was being held at a safe house in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa. Police say when they arrived at the home, several suspects opened fire from a car parked outside. Police describe what followed as a high-intensity shootout.
The team tactically responded and managed to neutralize the suspects. And the three of those suspects were fatally wounded. The victim was recovered inside the vehicle and medically checked and was unharmed.
Josh Sullivan was kidnapped from a prayer meeting last Thursday. Witnesses say several armed masked men entered his church in Eastern Cape and asked for him by name. Sullivan, who's from Maryville, Tennessee, moved to South Africa with his wife and kids in 2018. The pastor who trained him says the couple and another missionary had previously been robbed.
You know, it's a dangerous place, and they were aware of that, but they love the coastal people. And again, they wanted to get the gospel to them.
And the pastor's home church in Tennessee posted on Facebook one word, hallelujah.
Amazing. The white people love to go over to other parts of the world and save the blacks. And this is what you got. Can you imagine up in the pulpit preaching and praising the Lord and some black people running there and kidnap you for money? According to the story. A bunch of black people up in that church. What's up? He had to go all the way to Africa to preach the word. In the beginning, there was the word. Putting his life at risk for no reason other than ego reason. Here's an image of the pastor and the family from the Daily Mail.
That's them in the middle. With the unblurred faces, I believe.
That little black baby's her.
You said what?
That little black baby sitting on her lap. That's her baby.
I don't know about that.
Huh?
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's her family, the black baby on her lap. I'm personally not sure. I don't know what's going on here. But
black,
it says, I love
black
you.
People standing behind those little children, too. They're telling me, yeah, they are.
Like adopted or something?
What? I mean,
what the?
My producer tells me that, yeah, they're in all the family photos that he see. It reminds me of the black, this white judge here in the Supreme Court, this black woman, the one that Trump recommended, she got a black child.
Amy Coney Barrett.
That's her name?
Yeah.
I remember when the George Floyd thing happened. Oh, Lord. And she was up there talking about, oh, I felt for my black child or children. I don't know how many she had. I felt, how would they feel with that happening to George Floyd? I think she has two of them. Or like Trump, she has two little black children and a couple of white children by her with her husband. I'm like, Trump, don't you let this woman. This woman is a nutcase. She's not a conservative. And lo and behold, the misery that human beings bring upon one another is mind-blowing. But they're bringing it upon you because it's happening in them. You can be free, folks. You have been bought and paid for in full. Receipt settled. Why not be free? Why do you want to hold on to your misery, your fears, your anxiety, your loneliness, your depression? So many people tell me now in counseling and anywhere else I go that they have all these major suicidal thoughts. Why would you want to live that way? Something is telling you to kill yourself, and you think it's you. I told myself I'm going to commit suicide. Who are you saying that to if it's you saying it? I got to take a break when I come back. Buck! Your phone calls, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Good morning. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. The women's forum tonight, 7 p.m. Amazing, huh? It's the third Thursday already. Get ready, lady. You know, we ain't messing around this year. We're staying present. So come on down, 7 p.m., rebuildingtheman.com/event, or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 for more information. Tomorrow, Friday, and in New Zealand, it'll be Saturday already. But for normal people, it'll be Friday. Brand new episode of The Fallen State at 11 a.m. I had an amazing conversation with Nelson Schumann. And Nelson is a soul wounds and demonic spirit expert, author, and the president founder of Restore to Freedom Ministries. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What drives me every day is I want to bring as many people as possible to heaven. I didn't even know that I heard demonic spirits until the Lord spoke to me after I was delivered. I have seen many women that have prayed for people and seen healings and deliverances.
You've never seen that. She doesn't have the authority. She doesn't have the power. The world is just weak. They're afraid of women. Why is that?
Because there's a lot of men that are misogynistic.
Does she obey you?
Next question.
At 11 a.m. on Friday, Pacific time, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. One other quick thing, check out my books. They are amazing. They're like, hola, sí, señor. From Rage to Responsibility. My first book. From Rage to Responsibility. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. What the? And they still doing it. It ain't changed. It have not changed. And then a little small pocket guide. You can carry it around in your purse, ladies. You can carry it out in your back pocket, guys. In your, you know, there's a little 7 guarantees that if you do them, you cannot lose. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success, guy. And last but not least, the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Amazing book. That is an amazing book, the antidote. It is. It could lay it all out for you. Really, the antidote. So you can get them, and I will sign them for you, if you like, at rebuildingtheman.com/ shop or a store. Store. Rebuilding them. We have a shop and a store. What's the?
JCLeePeterson.shop.
Oh. But for the book, they got to go to Rebuilding the Man.
That's, they both work. They both work.
So I can say JesseLeePeterson.shop?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
In fact, that's more direct.
Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And I will send them. I will sign them for you. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Amazing, huh? It is mind-blowing to me. I'm telling you. I'm black and slow. I ain't that slow. But it's mind-blowing to me the way human beings treat one another. Think about this. You were created in the image of God. And you treat each other like animals. We just showed you a story of kidnapping a preacher. Who kidnapped a preacher? Unless you're in Africa. Remember how it's all over the news right now that this Democratic representative want to go over to El Salvador and bring back a criminal, an accused criminal, allegedly criminal, but he's definitely an illegal alien. And he's been sent over there, and even the president of El Salvador is like, okay, bring him back home. He's going to stay. And these Democrats pretend like they're so hurt for an illegal alien, more so than for the people who have been killed by illegal aliens in America. Think about that. These people have nothing to offer you as voters, as citizens of this country. They don't care about you at all. And they didn't learn a lesson when Trump was voted in because the American people were tired of the open borders and the crime and all this mess. They haven't learned a thing. And so now they pretend to love the criminal. There's one guy who, according to the report, admitted that he stabbed to death a white guy at a track meet in Texas. He went to jail. Some black woman lowered the bail, and the boy was black, and they let him out. And now he's living, according to the report, in a $200,000 home behind a gated fence. They raise money for the criminal. So criminal are the new victims in America today. I want you to think about this, and then I'll take your call. This is the nature of human beings. This is from Fox. U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE, placed detainer on two illegal aliens from Venezuela, including one of them with probable ties to the violent Venezuelan group, Trenda Aragua. Sound like water. That mean a water? Aragua? But after they kidnapped a Washington State woman and used a power drill on her hand before shooting her in January, according to law enforcement officials. Now, these people, illegal aliens, has been accused of doing this to a person in America. I don't know if she's serious or not, but the Democratic Party, these are the kind of people they want to rescue. Watch this from KOMO News.
This is the Burien apartment complex where police say two men kidnapped the woman as she was getting home from work. From here, investigators say the men used a power drill on the woman's hands, threatened her, and eventually drove her here to the mountains near Snoqualmie Pass, where they forced her over a Jersey barrier and then shot her. She told police she played dead and waited for the men to leave before flagging down help. After months of work from the King County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, two men, Alexander Arnaez and Kevin Sanabria, are now in custody, charged with kidnapping, robbery, and attempted murder.
We're all in our vehicle, they used a power drill to drill into her hand to get access to her cell phone as well as bank accounts. There were threats made during this time as well to kill the victim, kill her family.
Amazing.
Investigators noted in their report that the victim and witnesses had extreme fear of retaliation, noting one of the men has possible ties to a Venezuelan gang.
And these are the people that Democrats want to rescue. Think about that the next time you vote. Think about it the next time you vote. They don't care about you. It's all about themselves. Resident at the apartment complex knew what happened, but out of fear, they didn't speak up. Watch this.
You need people to help you.
Retired sheriff's investigator Jim Fuda says fear among victims and witnesses can be frustrating.
How does it impact that when you have community members and witnesses who are afraid for their own safety if they speak up?
It makes it difficult to get information, but that's why Crime Stoppers exists, is if people want to report something or get something to the police, they can do it anonymously.
Today, the people who live here told us off camera they know what happened and even heard the screaming when the woman was kidnapped, but they feared being targeted if they spoke up.
Isn't that amazing? In their own country. And the Democrats want to go and rescue these people and bring them back into the country. Bring them back into the country. And according to 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. But you don't know that because you're living from the wrong identity. So you don't know you. The real you don't have fear. You don't know that the real you have power and love and self-control. You don't even know that because you're living from an illusion. You've been taught wrong. So just remember, whether you want to overcome it or not, just know the spirit of fear is not from God. Maybe that'll help you. It's not from God. It's your father, the devil. You and your father, the devil, are one. Uno. That's how you say one? Uno. Am I right?
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Let me hear you say. That's Hake.
Uno.
Uno. You speak Spanish, see?
A little bit.
Let me hear you say.
No. I'm not your trained monkey.
That's not Spanish.
No is Spanish.
No is Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say no like that. No, senor. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to a first-time caller, Louis. Louis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Louis.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to answer the biblical question.
What was the first temple God made?
I think it was our physical world.
And why, so do, you everything... why do you think that?
Yeah, because if we are a spirit, he had to give us the opportunity through the physical world to experience both together.
Experience both together?
Yeah, the spirit.
Oh, interesting.
A physical world to get that experience.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, I want to respond, but as you know, Louis, I got to wait until Sunday. But thank you for your input on it, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for what you do. It's really important and unique.
Thank you.
Let's say it that way.
Right on. Thank you, bud. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you for you or all your team.
Right on. I have the best team on this side of heaven. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Louis. Thank you. 888-7753-773. 773. There's the line open. Damien out of Indiana. Hey, Damien, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
how are you today?
Amazing.
I wanted to talk about free will.
Okay.
Because I can say my mom doesn't have free will.
You say
she's been a cosplayer her whole life.
She's been what?
I said, my mom doesn't have free will. She's been a couch potato her whole life.
Oh, amazing.
Because, you know, you were talking about isms and...
Yeah. Do you believe you have a free will?
Well, I've been a philosopher, you know, I've studied philosophy, you know, pretty much my whole life. And, you know, that's one of the topics that's dealt with. And I always just assumed that it was a given that we don't, or that we do have free will, but, you know, I'm kind of beginning to question that because it almost seems like, you know, I've been stuck in this rut and haven't been able to get out of it. And that I've been just, you know, guided down a specific path and haven't been able to get where it is I want to go. You know, that I haven't been able to change my future.
And so you studied philosophy, and they told you that you had a free will?
Yeah, I just always assumed that was a given.
And why did you assume that?
I'm not exactly sure. I just always assumed it was a given that we do have free will because I can decide whether I want to pick something up or put it down. And just in the short term, yes, I think we have free will in the present. But I mean, it's questionable because there is this, I don't know, this crazy difference between the natural man and the spiritual man that is, you know, I believe that the spiritual man, I'm not sure whether, I began to question a lot of things since the death of my father a while back, you know, because I've always believed in study and...
So let me, because of time?
And working hard and you know, physical things, like I was saying, you know...
So, Damien, because of time, do you...
Yeah.
Today, do you believe you have a free will?
It's a hard question. That's why it is a topic in philosophy because, it depends on how you look at it. You know, there's this
so
portion
today,
of us that has a free will.
Today, do you believe that?
Today,
Demia. Today,
yeah.
Do you believe today that you have a free will?
No.
And why not?
Because it's as though this is all one day. From birth to death is one day. And
what do you mean by that?
In a way, we are in this, and it like it's been written, you know, that all of this has been described by others in the past, and there's really no way to go beyond the construct that God put here for us.
Debbie, you're making a lot of noise. What you doing? You at work?
No.
So, because of time,
yeah.
You believe that
I can describe that, you know, by the difference between isms and ions. You know, the words with the end in ism and words that end in ion. That isms are, you know, I'm looking at the definition here. It says that isms are systems, conditions, and doctrine. Whereas ions are actions or something that people do or something that happens.
Damien.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But let me ask you this. You went to college?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder. Damon, let me ask.
Yeah.
What state are you in? What state are you in right now?
What state am I in right now?
Yeah.
A conscious state.
What?
A conscious state.
What's a conscious state?
A conscious state is being present.
What's a conscious state?
Is being present.
And how do you know you're in a conscious state?
Because I have control.
Of what?
Of my state.
Damien, thank you, buddy. I appreciate your call, but because of time, I got to run. And call me again, all right?
Okay, yes.
All right, buddy. He may got a noise. What's that noise? What? No. Let me go to Patty out of Tennessee. Patty, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
Amazing, Patty.
Amazing. I just wanted to talk about what you were saying with this man.
Speak right into the phone.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. So I read one time in this book about I read a lot of self-help books because I come from like an alcoholic family and stuff. So one thing that I read that stuck with me forever was the word responsibility. This ties in with what you're talking about free will, that, you know, we do have free will, I believe, but we have the responsibility. Like, we have the ability to respond, but we don't have to. And so people think of free will as being able to do whatever we want to do, but it also is the ability to control yourself and not do what you don't want to do or what you don't need to do. Like, it's the ability to not act or not respond.
So if you have a free will, why do you still do the things that you don't want to do?
A lot of times, for me personally, it's like pressure from society or, you know, what I was raised.
But can't you
told I was can't you to do or
can't you
the
free
right
your will? Can't you use your free will not to do those things? If you have a free will,
yes.
why don't you will
Absolutely.
Yourself not to do it?
I'm working on doing that. I'm working on you know, when I'm compelled to do something, I'm like, why? I'm becoming more of an observer of my feelings, like you talked about, you know, when I have a feeling.
But Patty, if you have a, and my mic going out again. So, Patty, if you have a free will, why don't you just will yourself not to do the things you don't want to do, just like that?
I'm working on doing that, just like you talk about observing our feelings.
Hold on for me, Patty. Let me take a break. My mic is like, the more I want, the more it goes away. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. The hate news is coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
whole lot of drama going on with Harvard and the deportation. These judges getting all up on their high horse, acting like they should be listened to by the our greatest president's administration. And even Puerto Rico is in the dark. Another blackout. It's insane. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, April 17th. Women's Forum is tonight, ladies. It's the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you want to get more info about it. Or you can call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Leave a message if it's off hours like it is right now. Or call in during the office hours. And join us, ladies. I mean, join your fellow ladies and JLP at the Women's Forum. A highlight of the month if you can make it here in person. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN's Jade Walker claims that she suffers from trypanophobia. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation. It's an overwhelming fear of needles, she calls it. I'm presuming it's a she named Jade, right? You never know nowadays. She received the shingles vaccine last weekend and did it because she had chicken pox as a kid and didn't want to experience the painful viral infection of shingles as an adult, as if adults tend to get that much, only when they get stressed. And according to a new study, there's an additional benefit to the shingles vaccine propaganda. It may also reduce the risk of dementia. May. What a mess. Terrible. Anyway, Harvard. President Trump is issuing retribution to the defiance of evil, lame-o, ridiculous, not respectable Harvard University. That is the message the White House is sending to the Harvard University after the school refused to eliminate DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, communist, anti-white, anti-man policies. Audit the viewpoints of students, by the way, they're supposed to, and faculty and staff, and alter rules for on-campus protests. In response, the Trump administration froze $2.2 billion, you may have heard earlier this week, in federal grants at Harvard. $2.2 billion for Harvard University. Insane. The IRS reportedly making plans to rescind the university's tax-exempt status. Wow. The Department of so-called Homeland Security canceled two federal grants worth $2.7 million and threatened to strip Harvard of their ability to enroll international students unless they turn over their disciplinary records. And Trump trashed the school in a rant on his Truth Social website on a truth. As the university grapples with the sudden loss of funding, Harvard researchers are scrambling to figure out what to do about studies that are already in progress. As each school weighs having to cut budgets and staff, nearly 800 faculty members have signed a letter urging the university to resist the Trump administration's righteous demands. Those sick commie faculty, typical. And a federal judge, speaking of degenerates, ruled on Wednesday that probable cause exists to hold our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration officials, in criminal contempt for violating this judge's so-called orders on the deportation flights. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, Boasberg, perhaps not a Christian, held an emergency hearing March 15th and ordered the administration to pause their historic deportation campaign, sending the illegal criminal gang members alleged to wherever, El Salvador. And he wanted them to turn any of them around. He didn't write that, though. He stated that. But mess. This James Boasberg so-called judge now seeking sworn statements about the officials who decided supposedly to ignore his order, his unrighteous order. If those statements are not satisfactory to his liking, this egotistical man plans to call witnesses to testify at a hearing or in depositions, acting like it's this serious thing. He could then ask the Justice Department to prosecute. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. It's Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. What was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? You can, if you're running about, and you can podcast the show, but you could be listening as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats here, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Thursday. It's the second hour of Thursday. It is and will always be Bible. Oh, Lord, Thumper. Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Why? Why, George, Lord? Why, Lord? Why, George? What a mess! 888-7753-773. Let me go back to Patty. I had to put Patty on hold there. We ran out of time. And Patty is responding to the free will out of Tennessee. And Patty, you said you believe that you do have a free will.
Yes, I do. I believe that.
And why do you believe that you have a free will?
I just believe that I have the ability to take an action or not to take an action. Like, I don't have to do anything. You know, but some people think free will means you can do it. It's about doing. In their mind, it's about doing things, but sometimes it's about not doing things.
And so you can will yourself not to do something?
Absolutely, yes.
Will yourself to have perfect peace right now and never be without it.
That's right.
No, I said do it.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm trying. It's hard to unlearn all the things that you're taught, you know,
but if you have a free will, why don't you will yourself to unlearn all that right now?
Like, the will is from the spirit, I think. And then you have to fight against the the body. It's like the you know, a person is made up of a spirit that lives inside like an animal body. So it's like the animal body wants, you know, has like urges and stuff like that, like you have to use your spirit and your mind to get control of your physical body.
So why don't you will yourself and do that right now?
I can try.
But if you have a free will, it's no trying. You should be able to just do it. You say you have a free will.
Yeah, that's true.
So why don't you just do it?
I mean, I guess I could.
Do it. I'm going to wait.
Okay. I'm going to do it right now. I mean, I guess it's just knowing that the things in the world don't matter. You know, and that will give you perfect peace.
No, why don't you will yourself right now to have perfect peace forever? We're waiting.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Okay. I did it.
So you have perfect peace?
Probably not.
We're still waiting.
Use your free will to have perfect peace
right now.
I don't even know if I know what perfect peace is.
But if you had a free will, you should be able to will it upon you.
So you're saying we don't have free will then?
No, I'm saying if you have free will, you should be able to will perfect peace upon you right now.
I guess I could say that I just don't care about desires or, you know, like possessions and
so you don't want things. You don't want perfect peace?
I do. I definitely want perfect peace.
Okay, will it right now.
Well, Jesse, I don't know if that's that easy.
But you have a free will. Free will means you are free to will and do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Okay, will yourself to have perfect peace.
Well, I would have to have you know, concentrate and you know, pray, or I guess like go into some kind of like meditative state.
But why would you have to do all that if you have a free will?
Well, my free will is connected to my spirit, not my body.
And so will yourself to have
so,
it.
So, like,
then.
I would have to say, well, I'll try. I'll work on it.
We're waiting.
I know. Don't hold your breath.
Will yourself, okay, something simple with your free will. Will yourself to stop thinking.
Okay. That's hard. It's hard to do. I mean, it's not impossible. I'm not saying I couldn't do it.
But what's the purpose of having a free will? You can't use it.
I mean, you have to learn how to use it.
Okay, use it. How do you know you have one, a free will, if you never learned how to use it? How do you know you have one?
The Bible says that we were given free will.
Where?
Didn't it?
Doesn't
it say that? I've never seen that. When God like flooded the earth and then he gave the rainbow and said that he wouldn't flood the earth again.
Where in the Bible does it say you have a free will?
I'll tell you. It's the John 7:17 says any. No, that's the will of God. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know the Bible.
You're not going to find that in the Bible. If you look up and down, even in the Allahu Akbar Bible, you're not going to find that.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I looked it up and I don't see any that say that, like, specifically.
You're not going to find it.
But. So you're saying that we don't?
You don't. If you had a free will, would you be miserable or would you be free?
I mean, if you had free will, it doesn't mean that you necessarily exercise it.
Well, what's the purpose of it then?
I think it's something that you could attain, like if we had it in that hypothetical situation,
you don't know if you have it or not then?
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Amazing.
Yes, I don't know if we have free will or not. I think that we do. But
all lies all the time.
That's
about
true.
Anything.
You have to fight against your thoughts. You have to stop them and say, this is not me. I'm not the one thinking that.
Right. If you had a free will, you would just will yourself not to think anything, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, observe my thoughts. And, like, stop them and just be like, okay, there's a feeling of anger or there's a feeling of fear, but that's not me.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have. For myself, I have, but I haven't gone to her and told her that yet because I don't feel like she's gonna really understand, like, she won't understand what I'm really saying, but I have in my heart, but I haven't really talked to her about it yet.
Have you forgiven your mother?
So I guess that's no, then, if I haven't gone to her. But you can forgive somebody even if they're dead.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Partially. So I guess that means no. Oh my God, you're a hoot.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, probably not.
And why are you afraid to go and forgive her?
I don't feel like she's mentally ill. So I don't feel like she's going to understand what I'm saying. Like, she won't. She doesn't feel like she did anything wrong. So I don't, if I go to her and tell her I forgive her for what she did to me, I don't feel like it's going to just open up a conversation for her to tell me that I'm wrong, that she didn't do anything wrong, that, you know, she's the best and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't feel like it's.
Why are you afraid of your mother? You're a grown woman and afraid of your mother, and you have a free will.
It's about not being understood. Like, I don't.
Why do you need to be understood?
So let me ask you this.
Why do you need to be understood?
Well, I just feel like if you have a conversation with somebody, if you're not on the same page, then you're not communicating.
Why is that?
Like, if I'm saying one thing,
you understand that you're going to forgive her, right? You understand that, right?
Yes.
Why do you need to be understood by her since you understand what you're doing and why?
So it's just doing it for myself?
Why do you need to be understood since you understand what you're doing and why you're doing it? Why do you need to be understood by someone else?
I just feel like I would be wasting my time to even talk to her about it.
The real reason you're not going, you're afraid of your mother. And you're making up all these excuses. Oh, I won't be understood. I won't be. I won't. Why don't you admit you're afraid and then go face the fear? How would you be free if you don't admit you are afraid? And then face the fear. How will you, unless you do that, how will you overcome? Because your little will sure ain't working.
Yeah, What if she was dead? Like,
is she dead?
No.
So why are you doing a what if then?
I'm just saying, like, you can forgive
me. Why are you doing a what if? That's not reality, Patty. You're afraid and you're making up. Patty, you are afraid and you're making up all kinds of things. You're listening to your father, the devil. What if she were dead? She ain't dead.
So I have to tell her.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can stay in your hair. You and your little wheels can stay right in your hair.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep, I hear you. You're right. You're not wrong.
About what?
That I have to do it.
And you're not going
to tell her I forgive her. And she kept my father away from me.
And
Patty, I have to forgive her for that.
Patty, stop listening to the devil and listen to the truth. The truth told you to go and forgive, and I will forgive you. The truth said. But you're not obeying the truth. All you and your little free will is obeying evil. Why?
Yeah, I'm like bargaining. I'm like trying to figure out how to do it without.
Because you're one with the devil.
Yeah, you're right.
So why don't you go straight?
Right. I'm trying to like finagle around and do it without.
You're trying to get around the fear. You can't get around fear. You got to go through fear.
You're right, Jesse. That's why I listen to you, because you tell it.
Are you married?
No.
Thank God.
I know, yes.
You'd be driving your husband and your children crazy.
I have a boyfriend, and I am.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we drive each other crazy.
I bet. But I got to run a Patty if you want to be free.
I got to do it.
Yep, there's no way around it.
Well, have a beautiful day. Thank you.
And stop making up, oh, what about she dead? She ain't dead, Patty.
No, you're right.
And then
right. I'll call her.
And don't assume what's going to happen. Have a wait and see. Don't be double-minded.
That's true. That's
don't
so
be double-minded.
True. That's so
be single-minded. Don't be double-minded.
No, you're wrong. I'm being afraid of things that might not even happen. So that's true.
And you wanted to respond to the biblical question. What was the first temple God made?
I think the first temple that God made is the earth itself.
Thank you for responding to that. And why you said the earth?
Well, maybe the heaven, because the first thing it says.
Oh, Lord, which one, Patty?
Well, it says God created the heavens and the earth.
So which one you believe is first?
Maybe it's heaven, because it says the heavens first.
Okay. Well,
I changed my answer. It's the heavens.
What a mess.
What a mess. What the?
What the? Patty, thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, all right?
Bye, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mercy, because Grace is only here on Mondays. Mercy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Mercy, where is Grace?
She's sleeping. Well, I just wanted to let you know I had my baby, and she's doing amazing. We're doing great.
Congratulations. I'm glad you both are well.
Thank you so much. She's laying on me, so if you hear a little grunt here and there, just know it's my baby.
When was she born?
She was born March 12th,
right,
so
on.
About a month ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
is this your first?
It was. No, it's my second. I have a boy.
Right on. Real
yeah, I had
man
a boy
made
first,
boy first.
Then, exactly. But speaking of, I had a discussion with my husband last night, and I told him I was going to call you this morning. So he has been asking me to call his mom to chit-chat with her and say hi. And I haven't gotten around to it. I've been busy. I've been very sleep deprived. And, you know, I have a 5-year-old and a newborn, so I'm hustling and bustling with the kids, so I haven't really made it a priority to call her. And so last night I asked him, I said, so where is this coming from that you're asking me to call your mom and talk to her? And he's like, well, it would be nice if you did. And I said, it would be nice for who? And he said, for you. I said, no, who would it be nice for? He's like, it would be nice if you called her. She would appreciate it. And then he says to me, if it weren't for her, we wouldn't have the new car that we have because instead of financing the vehicle, my husband got the loan through his mom. So she's basically the bank and he's paying her back. But when he said that, I didn't really know how to take that. And I'm like, am I being a disobedient wife or is he trying to kind of manipulate the situation for me to like kind of guilt me in a way to call her? So I kind of just wanted your take on that.
Why can't his mother call you if she's concerned?
You know, that's a good question that I wanted to ask him, but I think with his parents, because they're old school Mexican, they kind of expect the children, the in-laws, I guess, to reach out to them.
But that's the wrong expectation. You don't have an obligation to her. Your obligation to your husband. And now your baby.
Sorry, that's the baby.
And now your baby.
That's what I was thinking, but he seemed like he was starting to get upset. And I was like, am I being disobedient by not calling her? Because I don't really have, like, the want to call her. Like, I don't really feel the want to call her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And now, it's between you and your husband, of course.
Right.
But I because I don't hear his side, I just hear you. I don't know why she just can't call you if she want to talk to you. But unless because he got that money from her, borrowed that money, he feels some sense of obligation to appease her because the mama maybe, I don't know, I gave y'all money. I loaned you the money for the car and all that. Maybe she manipulated him. I don't know. But I don't know why she just can't call you if she want to talk to you.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Ask him without being mad. Ask, well, why can't she just call me if she want to talk to me?
Well, his point is that I should be reaching out to her. She shouldn't have to reach out to me. He's like, you haven't talked to her since you had the baby. And I was like, yeah, and the last time I talked to her, they were here when we came home from the hospital 24 hours after I had the baby. And the first thing she did was reach out, touch my stomach, and say to me, oh, wow, you still have a stomach. You still look pregnant. And I was just like, I literally just had this baby 24 hours ago. Like, can you leave me alone?
Did you tell your husband you don't like her?
No, but I told my husband that she said that. And he's like, well, I didn't hear it. And I said, just because you didn't hear it or see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Like, I wouldn't make things up for you to, you know, be upset with your mom or say something to her.
Do you like her?
I do, but she has, she's a mother-in-law and she says things and does things sometimes where you're just like, I don't want to deal with that mess.
Do you tell your husband that?
I do, but he's very close to his parents, and he talks to his mom and dad almost every day.
Well, again, I'm not there, so that is your husband, but I would ask him, why can't she just call me, and if she want to talk to me, she can call. And also, if you don't like her, just let him know, I don't like her. I don't want to be around her. I want nothing to do with her, but don't be angry.
No, I know that she doesn't know any better, and I, you know, don't really take too much offense to it, but it does make me like, you know what, I'd rather just avoid the mess.
Well, just be honest with your husband about that.
Yeah, but I think he feels like I'm not obeying him in a sense, and then it got me
thinking. Did he say that?
Like, no, but I could tell that he was getting upset
with
the conversation.
But did he say, I'm upset because you're not obeying me?
Well, he said the word fine, and you know when people say fine, that they're upset. He's all fine. You know what? If you don't want to call her, don't call her.
Well, so that's cool then.
Okay. Well, he's actually here. He's laying in bed, but I told him I was going to call you.
What do you say when you tell him you're going to call me?
He said, fine, go ahead.
Oh!
Well, I would ask to talk to him, but that would have to be on him. But I got to run, but here's what I recommend. Don't be angry. Just don't be angry. Have a conversation, but don't be angry. And just be honest with him. Well, I don't like her. I don't want to be around her. I don't want to talk to him. But if you want to call me, that's fine.
Well, that's the thing, that we were having the conversation yesterday, and he started, like, raising his voice.
But let him raise his voice. Doesn't mean, don't you raise yours.
I sure did not, Jesse. I will tell you. I said, you know what? I'm not gonna get upset. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I went to the room.
Yeah.
And I heard your voice. I did the silent prayer, and I had the best sleep of my life.
Right on. Absolutely. Stop overreacting to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like after I had my daughter, I am more on point with doing the silent prayer. I'm much more aware of my actions and watching the thoughts. And it's just, you know, like having two kids now, it's even more of a motivation to be aware of everything.
Right on. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, but don't argue with anyone about anything. Have a discussion.
No, I wouldn't.
But no argument. I wish you well. Let me know how that goes.
Thank you so much, Jesse. And again, thank you, because you are the light that has guided me to life. And I will forever be grateful. I'm going to be buying your coffee soon. So
Punchy's
I just
coffee.
Say thank you so much. Yes. I was thinking about that this morning when I was making coffee. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try Punchy's coffee.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Check out Punchy's Coffee, I have my own coffee. What the? Go to RebuildingAMan.com/stores. RebuildingAMan.com/store. Get Punchy's Coffee. Let me get Hank. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York, while Hank is coming in. Jason.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, I want to answer your free, like, the question you had about why people have a free will but can't will themselves to do everything.
Do you have a free will?
Yes, I do.
And how do you know you have a free will?
I could choose within, like, my realm, within my capabilities of what I want to do.
You can?
Yeah, within my possibility, within my realm.
Stop what yourself from thinking.
Nah, the reason why, no, let me finish like what I was saying. The reason why everybody has a free will, you have a free will, you don't have a free way. There's no free way to get to, like, and people be trying to get to shortcuts and stuff like that. There's no free way to, like, make it.
So what's the point of having a car and you ain't got no free way to drive it on?
No. It's like, that's the thing, though. It's like, you have a car, you could drive it, like, anywhere.
Not if you don't have a free way. Why have a free will that you can't use it at any time for whatever reason?
No, I'm not talking about an actual free way. I'm like, everybody don't have the means to move in the direction that they need to be successful.
So everybody have a free will, but they don't have the means to use the free will?
No, they don't have a way to use, like, they don't have the way. It feels like a free way to get there. There's not a free way to get to the, like, get to, like, the prosperity and the happiness and all that.
Are you saying that everybody don't have, they have a free will, but they can't use it?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Hold on, Jason. Can you hold?
All right.
Hold on. Let me take a break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair? Oh, I'm supposed to understand when I read it. I'm supposed to know which one it is.
I'm asking Derek.
Oh. Oh, okay. He told me. Hake was typing notes. He always typed notes. One thing about Hake, he loved the tight notes. You ask him where he's going, he tell you where he's been. But anyway, Joel Friday coming up. Joel Friday TV at 11. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. All right? The American Anchor Baby. And for personal shout-outs, I do them myself for you. Congratulations shout-outs, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, birthday shout-out. Shout-out! Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly back to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. And Jason believed that he has a free will. Am I right, Jason?
I do have a free will.
And why don't you use your free will right now to stop thinking?
Use my free will to stop thinking.
Yes.
That is impossible.
But why is it impossible if you have a free will? If you have a free will, that means you can will yourself to do whatever you want to do, right?
You can will yourself to do whatever you want to do.
If you have a free will, right?
Within the possibility of the thing you could do.
But for a free will, nothing is impossible.
Before free will, nothing is
impossible. Anyone that has a free will, they're saying that I have a free will and nothing is impossible. You can just will yourself to do whatever you want.
No, that's not what a free will is.
What is a free will?
To be able to choose, like, what book you want to read.
Oh, you mean that, like, practical things. But you don't
No.
You don't have a free will to control your life.
No, you do have a free will to control your life, only to a certain extent.
What is that?
All right, so say there's no, all right, what extent is this? Say, like, there's a mother that would love, like, would want to be, like, an at-home mom and teach her child at school. But based on, like, Trump's economy and the way, like, the economy is, like, losing money all the time, they won't be able to do that.
That's not as good as up of a free will, man.
Why is it not a free, like, no, but because it's something that she want to do, but based on the circumstances,
Jason,
the event, she can't do it.
If you have a free will, make yourself have perfect peace right now, forever.
Oh, that's like, I mean, I won't have like perfect peace while I'm here, but.
Why don't you make, if you have a free will, why can't you will yourself to have perfect peace right now?
Right now, because I can't end Republican, I can't end conservatism at this very moment.
Jason,
if
you have a free will,
if
you have free will, why can't you, Jason from Buffalo, New York, why can't you will yourself to have perfect peace right now?
There are certain, like, for me to have perfect peace, I think it would start by, like, ending conservatism, like, altogether. So
what does
conservatism
have to do with your will, man? What the?
No. That's what you need to tell you to understand. You have a really big problem with words. Words are used to define stuff, to give stuff meaning. So people don't have to say, like, instead of saying, like, not to make any noise, instead of saying after that big phrase, not to make any noise, people say silent. Silent instead of like that.
Jason,
break down words.
Willing yourself to be, have perfect peace have to do with being a conservative or not?
Because conservative agitate me as my life.
So then you don't have a free will then. You don't have a free will. Why don't you will yourself not to be agitated by conservatives?
It's impossible. They too stupid.
So
my biggest pet peeve.
So you don't have a free will then?
Oh, yes, I do have a
free
will.
No, you don't.
No, like, just because you can't stop something don't mean you have free will.
If you had a free will, you'd be able to stop it, man. What the?
No, that is not true.
It
that is.
Is
not true.
What's the purpose of having a free will if you can't do anything?
Oh, you could do a lot with a free will.
Well, stop yourself from being irritated. Stop yourself from being irritated by conservatism.
You can't. It's like, it's not. That's something I can't do.
You can't make yourself have perfect peace. You can't make yourself stop being irritated by conservatism. You can't make yourself stop thinking. What's the purpose of a free will?
No, hold on. The reason why, like, conservatism are detrimental to us, to the country. Look at the states. Look at the ranking in states of the conservative states. They all suck. They all below the borderline. They all suck. And that's what they're doing to America.
That's
what I'm saying. It has a lot. Like, if they're the ones in power, they're the ones in power, and they invoking their values and views of them states that suck. Them states that got low education. Them states that got the lowest
minimum wage.
You're
talking about Democratic
states,
man. Those are conservative states.
Look it up. See, that's the thing. You just turn around and say, like, all you do is flip stuff. You are stupid.
New York,
you have a problem with words.
Is New York a conservative state or a liberal state?
No. New York is a liberal state.
And so is education poor in New York?
Education is poor in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi,
all
Arkansas,
Democratic states.
Louisiana is not a Democratic state.
How you know?
Mississippi not a Democratic state.
Jason, how did we go
Alabama not a Democrat?
How did you go from having a free will to talking about conservatism?
Because I can't end conservatism. That's what I got a problem with.
But so why don't you will yourself to be free from conservatism?
Because it's detrimental to our country. It's such a problem. That's why.
Why can't you will yourself? Why can't you, Jason?
Because it's negative. Because it's negative for the country.
Jason, why can't you will yourself to be free?
I told you why. It's not positive for the country. It's a negative aspect. It's a negative outlook on our
country. You're not making any sense, man.
Oh, no, I'm making much sense. You are not understanding me.
You're not making...
That's why.
You're not making...
That's why I can't avoid it, because it's stupid. And that's my biggest pet peeve.
You're not making any sense.
That's making a lot of sense.
No, it's not.
A lot of sense. How am I not making sense for somebody that hates words? That hates words. That hates
Jason,
the definition of words.
Jason,
the only two words that you know is good or evil.
Jason.
That's it.
What state are you in now?
New York.
No, not the living state, man. What state are you in right now?
I don't know. I would like to speak on MAGA. MAGA
no.
Trump is like ruining the country with the election. I mean, with the economy. Trump is ruining the economy.
Jason, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no, no. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you what state I'm in. I'm in a state of prep right now because I got something real big coming up. So I'm in a state
Jason,
of prep right now.
You have no
I'm
idea what you're talking about.
Yes, I'm in a state of prep.
Jason,
I'm for what
Jason.
I got coming up. Okay.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what prep is?
And you don't have a free will.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Because that's what I...
Because if you had a free will, you would not be bothered about conservatism or liberalism or any kind of ism.
Aren't you bothered about immigrants coming into the country? Aren't you bothered about immigrants coming into the country?
No.
Wasn't you bothered when Joe Biden was it? Like, yes, you were.
No, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered at all. I just don't want them in my country.
Then you are bothered by the fact
no,
that they're
No, not. Here. You cannot want them here and not be bothered, man.
You cannot want them here and not be bothered.
Right.
And obviously, like, so you're trying to say that, like, so that doesn't make any sense. So, like, the problem with them, like, so you have, like, a problem with, like, so you don't have a problem with them being here. You just don't want them here.
Right. They're breaking the law. They should not be here. I do not want to take care of them, my tax dollars.
So you don't have a problem
I do
with
not
so
want their crime. I do not want them invading upon.
Isn't that explaining
invading
a problem?
Into
Isn't that
my,
explaining the problem that you have with them being here?
I do
you
not.
You are so stupid. Why are you so stupid?
He hung up again. What the? Why don't you will yourself not to be angry, Jason? Use your free will, buddy, to have peace. Super Jack. There's a line open.
Super
Jason
Jack.
Dropped. Jason hung up, so one line open. 888-7753-773. Super Jack.
Affirmative Action Friday bought our coffee. JC told the lady to forgive her mother for being weak with her father because the father was aggressive without asking any follow-up questions. You've gotten so soft on the women now. With these calls and at church, you have lost your way.
Amazing. Thank you. Mind-blowing. Thank you.
Thank you, Affirmative Action Friday. He asked what happened. He asked what happened to you.
I lost my way, apparently. According to him. Thank you, though.
All right. Ronnie in Ohio bought our coffee. Uncle Jesse, are white people better than black people?
No. White people are just more innovative. Self-driven, creative, and they love America. That's a different way. Black people seem to be group-thinking people. They're not individual. They hate America. They feel like victims, and they're not creative. They're not self-motivated. Not all blacks. No. But most. Thank you, Ron.
Hannah's five coffees. Thank you, Jesse and crew. Biblical question.
What was the first temple God made?
I thought, too, it must have been Adam in the garden, or it was rebuilt by Jesus in the present. My final answer, there has always been a temple in God's present.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
R. Galuna says, I gave almost $1 million in child support and my mother over 23 years.
What?
He gave almost $1 million both in child support and to his mother.
Your mama?
In 23 years.
Why you gave that much money to your mama? What?
Combined, probably.
Get your money back from mama. Thank you.
Anthony says, Manhood Hour Wednesday, good morning, JLP show. Yesterday.
That was yesterday. Thank you, and thank you for your support.
He also says, pizza on Cash App.
Good. Thank you.
Bond JLP Cash App. Wayne from Texas says, when Moses asked to build the temple, God told him to build it according to a specific, or when he was asked to build the temple. God told him to build it according to a specific pattern that already existed. Instructions in Genesis reference shoulders, ribs, thighs, which suggests the pattern was after the human body. Therefore, the first temple was the human body.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. So far, I think most, if not all, most people said the human body.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Michael on Cash App, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori gave us super thanks over on Bond clip, on a Bond clip. Thanks, Jesse. Amazing.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that. What?
Pretty cool. You can do that in the comments section.
What you do
on
now?
Videos on YouTube.
On the videos?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Super thanks.
Right on.
Shout out to Elijah, Games for Rec, 555-555-565, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters on yesterday's D-Live crew. Thank y'all.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
And this morning, Anthony on Cash App, Abrego de Migo, Chico, Taco, Chaco, get deported, got deported. Bye.
Send him back home. Yeah, that guy's not going home. They sending him home and you're not grateful? And he's getting a free ride back home. Isn't that amazing? Why aren't you grateful for that? And if his little wife is that unhappy about it, and the babies are asking for him, send them over there. The woman should be with her husband anyway. Send them over. Send she and those children, if you're white, send them over to her where he live. He's at home. What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anthony also says, white people, stop trying to save blacks. Foolishness.
I know. What a mess. White people can't even save themselves, and they try to save the blacks. Blacks don't want y'all to save them. They want free checks, not be saved. What the? Thank you.
Anthony says, good morning, JLP's Bible Thumping Thursday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone says, hey, Jesse, my mama and mother, because I'm mixed, called me at work. I told her not to call me there. She didn't listen, so I blocked her.
Nice.
Then she called my girlfriend. I told my girlfriend to block her, and she obeyed me. Am I an alpha now?
You alpha for the rest of the year. You are alpha. That's crazy. Your mother, unless she's your boyfriend, your wife, and she's hunting you down like that. Women, your children, your sons are not your boyfriends or your husband. Stop acting like that. That's gross, as hate would say. Amazing. Thank you.
And someone says, Jesse, I asked my girlfriend, she black. Would you live in a black neighborhood or a white neighborhood? No hesitation, white neighborhood. Praise the Lord, she has some common sense. Praise Jesus.
That's right. Everybody except baby Jessica's daddy wants to live in a white neighborhood. So, see, Ronnie, that's from Ohio?
Yeah.
That's the difference between blacks and white. Everybody want to live in a white neighborhood. Nobody want to live in a black neighborhood except the Mexicans, the illegal aliens. And even then, they don't want to live there. They just want a temporary park there until they can get out of there. Amazing.
Someone says, hello, young man. Maybe I'm hearing wrong when I hear you drive home the point, the black boy killing the white boy. The way you keep stressing how bad it is between the blacks and whites sounds like someone's trying to start a race war.
No, I'm trying to help end the race war or prevent the race war. Matter of fact, the race war has been on for a long time now, 30 years or so, more. And it's been the whites are on the run from the blacks, and they're at war. So I'm trying to end that war now. Amazing. Thank you.
He says, when you speak on blacks and versus whites, it sounds like it's all coming from your thoughts. What am I missing, sir?
You're missing. You listen to your thoughts. What's the amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, someone, for your coffee, as always.
Yeah.
Another someone says, hey, everyone. If you need a reminder, read Revelation 21:6. Never, ever forget this, and you will be free.
Thank you.
And he gives a follow-up coffee. Revelation 21:6, KJV, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
And he said unto me, it is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Jesse is right. You are free. Don't let the devil play you.
It's so, thank you, and you make an amazing point. It's so amazing to me that human beings are literally free, your true self, your real self, the real you. You are free, but you live like slaves. You are free, but you live in a prison. And, you know, you can't even handle someone telling you, hey, you're in prison. Come out of your prison. The doors to the prison cell is not open, and you won't walk out. Think about that. We are free. All of our sins have been forgiven. We're free. But you live like slaves. And when my master say he's sick, I said, yes, Amasa, we sick. Oh, amazing.
Someone says, I want to answer the biblical question.
What was the first temple God made?
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday.
Someone says, with a coffee, 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
Bible Thump of Thursday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Nice. Let me go to Fritz out of Florida. Fritz, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you and the crew?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had a comment about the thoughts.
Okay.
I remember you asked, I think this is a biblical question. You asked, who do I abandon, or do I abandon myself? Something like that.
Have what now?
It was a biblical question you had, or who do I abandon, or do I abandon myself? It was a while back.
You remember that? I don't remember it, but what about it?
Okay. It was it was something about abandoning yourself, if I abandon myself, but realizing a couple of days now or a week that when I do have the thoughts, it'll rile me up. Like, say if I have an issue with a woman, it'll rile me up, like, to the point, like, yeah, call her all these, you know, names and get all your stuff together. So when that moment comes in time, I'm completely blank, right? I'm just staring at this woman, like, I don't know what to say. But I had everything to say, you know, in my mind, in secret. Like, yo, I'm going to tell her this. I'm going to tell her that. As soon as I get to her face, I'm like, where am I? Literally, where am I? So I'm like, where's my mind? Like, where did my mind go? Where all those rehearsals go? Where all those anger went? Like, yeah, you know, get on her or tell her how you feel, this and that. So I'm like, what do I do now? Just to catch hell from her. So now I'm just standing there like a lost puppy. I don't know what's going on. For real. So I'm like, okay, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
But last night, something happened. I don't know. I was just laying down in my bed, you know, just laying down thinking. And when I tell you, I had a suicidal thought last night, and it kind of was strong. I almost went with it. I almost went through with it.
Really?
Yeah.
But what was the thought? What was the suicidal thought?
But I was in my bed, just put my pillow over my head, or like my comforter, like just cover, you know, suffocate myself.
That's what they told you to do?
Yeah.
And you?
I saw it.
And you almost did it?
I almost did it.
And what? What made you almost do it?
I don't know. I was just thinking. I mean, a lot is happening with me in my life, you know, so I don't know. I got to thinking about, you know, what I'm going through and a little hardship, and I was like, I can't take it no more. I just want to die.
Oh, I see. How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 28.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to die, and then, I don't know, man. I just freaked out. I'm, like, cussing. I'm loud. I'm da-da-da-da-da. I said, man, F this. And I just put the thing over my head. Like, it wasn't a pillow. It was the comforter or whatever. I'm like, and I just took it off my head, and I just sat on the side of my bed, the egg. I'm like, I just started bawling, like boo-hoo crying. Like,
hold on, buddy. Hold on.
Yeah. Have you
been back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the faint news. My bad, for I heard the music, but I was listening to Chris, and I didn't pay attention. Back in a moment.
I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you could doubt every thought, you could be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
What a mess, a terrible mess going on in the world. But there's some good things, too. The Trump administration is hoping to cut, supposedly, reportedly, one-third of the federal so-called health budget, which sounds like it may be a good idea. And Meta, is it a monopoly? Meta is under attack, Meta. And NPR and PBS, they're going to get defunded. At least they're getting defunded a little bit. And there's phony free press talk. Psh, please, give me a break. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, April 17th. Hang tight, callers. It's a AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. And if you want to call in every so often, just in case a line opens up there, please feel free. No harm in doing that. Worst you get is a busy signal, you know? And then it is Hake News on Fake News. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch my show, The Hake Report, for 2 hours right after JLP. And then for 1 hour after that, Joelle Friday TV. And then for 2 hours after Joelle Friday, American Anchor Baby. So cool. The JLP Network. And ladies, rebuildingtheman.com/events for the Women's Forum. Third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Puerto Rico is in the dark due to another island-wide blackout. Third world America. Because did you know Puerto Rico is America? How embarrassing. The power outage occurred in the U.S. territory on Wednesday afternoon as thousands of tourists packed into hotels to celebrate Easter vacation. That's right. Commie Nonsense is admitting that it is Easter vacation, not this degenerate spring break. And Easter, as we all know, is Jesus rising back from the dead. Nice. It's unclear what caused the blackout, but officials said the electricity will not likely come back for another 48 to 72 hours. That's 2 to 3 days, right? Residents are frustrated and angry. That'll do a lot of good, right? Because such outages have befallen Puerto Rico, for years. Maybe we should send AOC back there to fix it, right? Nice. The issue has only gotten worse since 2017 when Hurricane Maria, during the Trump administration, first term, pummeled the island and destroyed the power grid. Utility crews still struggling to rebuild it. The Trump administration plans to cut, reportedly, roughly one-third of the federal so-called health budget, per a memo from the White House budget officials, reviewed by Commie Nonsense Network, slashing tens of billions of dollars a year, every year, from the Department of so-called Health and Human Services, would likely lead to the elimination of dozens of programs. Many of these programs are awful, including grants and residency programs for rural hospitals, perhaps, and state offices, so claims Commie Nonsense Network. According to the memo, a plan calls for slashing the CDC's budget by more than 40%, eliminating both. That's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They botch everything anyway. Not everything. They botch a lot, I think. And eliminating both their global health center and programs focused on chronic disease prevention and domestic HIV/AIDS prevention. Programs on gun violence, injury prevention, youth violence prevention, drowning, minority health, and others would be eliminated entirely, says Commie Nonsense, which some of those things should be gotten rid of, right? The National Institutes of Health's budget would also be reduced by more than 40%. Sound like good cuts, you know? Because we are way overspending. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent 10 hours on the stand this week defending his company against accusations, formerly known as Facebook, that's Meta, which bought Instagram, you know, and WhatsApp. that they bought competing social media companies in an effort to dominate the market. The blockbuster antitrust trial was focused on the acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp and whether those created a monopoly. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: what was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? What was it? What was the first temple? You can, if you're running around anywhere in the world, we're heard around the world by everybody and their mama, and you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing. You can podcast. But you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee. .com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the third hour, and every Thursday, we take all calls, of course, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I don't see no face. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Have mercy. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go quickly back to Fris out of Florida. I put him on hold because we ran out of time. Fris.
Yes, sir.
So you're 28 years old. Last night you considered suicide. You tried to do it with a comforter. How are you going to commit suicide with a comforter?
Nah, my comforter thick. Like, it can't no air get through it.
So
once you wrap it around your head, it's over with.
Amazing. And so did you wrap it around your head?
I was about to, like, completely. I could feel the strength. I'm not kidding. I ain't here for no, you know.
No, I believe you.
I could feel this, like, bro. I'm trying not to cry, but I could feel myself, like, the force, like, the strength. I ain't seen no strength like that in me in a little minute. Like, completely trying to wrap it around my head. And, bro, I just jumped. I threw it up. I just threw it over my head. I just jumped. I just sat on the side of my bed just boo-hoo crying, bro. I was scared. I've never been that scared in my life. So, and then I just get to thinking, I'm like, bro, especially from you, since you're saying it's going to get worse, you mean to tell me I'm going to go through more of this?
It is crazy.
And why did you, what reason the spirit of evil gave you to take your life? What was the reason?
My friend, I don't know. I was just laying down. You know, again, I'm going through some hardship. And what's crazy, honestly, Jasmine, I don't know what's going on in my life, bro. I cannot explain no more. I used to, like, try to, like, find ways, like, oh, I'm going through this. I really don't know what to do in my life. I don't know what to do, bro. I'm, like, lost as ever. Like, and I feel real, real weak, pathetic, and, like, bro, I feel like I done gave up on everybody, on myself. I'm petrified right now. But I ain't going to quit. I ain't going to quit. Because this is the game, but I'm not the game, but it is scary.
And when you attempted to kill yourself or thought about it or you tried and you realized, what am I doing? And you sat on the side of the bed and you started crying. What were you crying about?
I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh.
I know I had thoughts of it, but it wasn't strong like this one last night. I'm like, bro, I almost killed myself. I don't want to die. I mean, the world crazy, but I like the world. It's cool. I like my little body. So, I don't know, man.
And what is so bad about your life that the spirit of evil can convince you to even think about killing yourself? What is so bad about your life?
I don't know. Oh, like, right now, I don't know. I mean, I have a job. But I've been, like, taking time off like crazy. And ever since the beginning of the year, no, actually in February, I don't know. I'm really trying to, like, not sound I don't even know. See, I can't even get the words out. I just don't know what's going on with me right now. I just know something's not right. I've been in this kind of state before to where I'm like, bro, I feel sick. But not, like, sick, like, you know, I'm, like, I got a flu or nothing. I feel sick, bro. I feel drained. Every day, I feel drained. I feel tired.
And that's the state that you're in right now?
Yeah, I feel devastated. Like, I feel, I just want to die.
And
so, I don't want to die, you know, but I just want to die.
So you have a job, right?
Yeah, I got a job.
You're in good health.
Yes, yes.
You have a place to live.
Yeah, I have my own spot.
You have food on your table.
Yes.
So what's missing?
I don't know. I don't know, man. And I do hear what you're saying because I repeat all of that. I'm like, bro, I'm okay. Like, I'm safe. I'm not in the hood, thank God. I'm not in school, but that's fine. I'm okay.
You don't need to be in school. You have a job. You don't need school?
Right, forget school.
Right. And who is telling you that you should kill yourself?
But I just hear voices that tell me to do it.
And who is that voice?
It sound like me, though. It sound like me. It sound like me.
And who are those voices?
Weird. Last night?
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, go ahead.
Huh? Oh, no. Last night, it was like I just heard my voice. Yeah, put it over your head. Like, you know? Okay. And then I just did it while I was going nuts. Like, I was tripping. I was screaming. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't take this no more. And I just heard, yeah, do it, do it. Like, you know? Like, yeah, put it.
And you can't take what no more?
Huh?
You're like screaming and crying to God, I can't take this no more?
Man, I couldn't take... Listen, it's that right, this me, this journey, this whole thing, man. Seeing these thoughts, man, and not even just the thoughts, really realizing myself, I'm like, bro, I never thought I was a good guy. A lot of women say, oh, he's a good guy. I always be quiet and looked at him crazy, but I ain't say nothing. I was like, I'm not a good guy. And I'm just that. I thought I was that. I know I wasn't, but then I played into that. Everybody tell me I'm good and stuff. So I played into it. Now I'm realizing I'm manipulative. I manipulate a lot of women. I'm sneaky, you know. Like, I really don't care about nobody, honestly. That's my little pleasure. And however I can get it, I get it. So now me just thinking about all that, I'm like, bro, that's bad. Like, you're treating people bad. Why are you doing that? So all of that will start weighing on me, and I'm like, oh, you're right. I am bad. That is bad. That's not cool. That's not like, I'm gonna get karma. So all of this would just keep hitting me, and then it sounds like me. So then last night I was like, I can't take this no more. It's too much noise. It was too much noise.
And so your question for me is what?
Now, I want to ask this, but then again, I know you always say, don't, just chill. When is this going to end?
When it was going to end?
Like all of this, whatever I'm going through, like this realizing who I'm not, like all of this emotions are setting in heavy now. I'm really starting to see it. Especially this little, all emotions feel the same too. I don't know if I, like they all feel the same.
And how's that? What they feel like?
They feel like pain, like somebody stabbing me, bro. And like, sorry for calling you, bro. I am you older than me, bro. But
I'm an older like black somebody, bro.
Okay, cool. Older black bro. But I don't know, it feels like somebody's stabbing me, man, in the heart, in my midsection. It just feels really, it feels bad, if that makes sense.
And you want to know when will it all end?
Yeah, man. Or, man, yeah, that, and like, because you always say, oh, God is in the present. God is in the present. I really do want to believe you. Not saying I really do want to believe you, because I would try going into the present, but it's nothing. It's just nothing there. Like, it's just nothing.
It's nothing in the present?
No, it's just nothing. There's nothing going on. I think it's cool though. Not saying I don't. I think it's cool. Like, it's just quiet. Like if I'm outside my backyard, it's just nature going with itself. You know, birds chirping and all that extra stuff. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. But what else? Like, you know, if you in your head, it's always like something going. Something going on.
Right.
In your head.
Yeah.
It's something. But when you're not in it, it's like, what is this dimension? Like, where am I? You know? So now I feel like I'm forced to go do something. Or whatever. I don't know, man.
So in the present, when you're in the present and feel like nothing going on, nothing to do, and all that, right? Mm-hmm. It's peaceful, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I wouldn't use that word. Like,
what word would you use?
I wouldn't say. It's just, honestly, as corny as it sounds, normal, bro. Like, it's just normal. Like, nothing's going on. No suicidal thoughts. No me looking for a woman. No nothing. Honestly, it's, like I said, it's interesting. It is new to me. It is interesting, but I don't know.
But what you don't realize, that place is where you want to be. That place is where the real you are located. You are the real you. When you're in that place, you're back to being you. This place outside of that, where you all the thrills and the noise and all that, that is an abnormal place. It's an illusion. You're not even there in that place. Those thoughts and those feelings that you think are you, the thoughts of suicide, all those things are not you at all. And it's an abnormal place. It's an illusional place. And that is nothing but hell. But the place that you find where there's nothing but nothing, it's the perfect place. That's where you want to get back to. That's what every human being, well, most people don't want. But those who want, that's what they want. They want to get back to the place where there's no thinking, no wanting, no pain, no loss, no sins, no anger, no nothing but freedom. And you so are used, accustomed to identify with this noisy place, this illusion, but in that place there's nothing but hell. And you know now about this other place, but you got to let go and let yourself just live in that place, go to work and everything, and living in that place, and it will become clearer and clearer and clearer. And you're going to realize, without even thinking about it, you are finally back home with the Father. And you're one with the Father.
Yeah. Okay. So then you are right then. There is two people. I mean, that's the whole time you just explained it, what you explained. I'm like, so then there is two people then.
Well,
I'm in the present. Huh?
No, go ahead.
If I'm in the present, and you say that's where the real me is, right?
Yes.
But when I'm in the other world or whatever, it is noisy, and you said I'm not there. That's not two people. I don't see it. It is confused.
Your mind is there, but you're not there. I mean, that's not even your mind. The mind that you have identified with is the false mind. Because when you escaped into the noisy world, as a kid, you used to live in this world where there's no noise, no judgment, no misery, no loneliness, no suicidal thought, nothing, as a kid. But then when you were traumatized and you became angry, you escaped into this noisy fate world where there's nothing but misery. And now you know what it's like to be back into the real world. That's where you want to be, in the real world. And in that real world, excuse me, there are no identities. You can't identify with anything. There are no feelings. There are no thoughts. It's nothing but living without having to think.
So you saying... Oh, so then, as you said, when I was a kid, the real world, that's what I know. So then now I'm an adult, so when I go into the present, so that's what you mean, going back into that world when I was a kid?
You're back home with the Father, absolutely. And the journey, for all people, what every human being is missing is the real world. They are missing being home with the Father. And so that's why when they forgive the mothers, they forgive the father, their earthly father, they start the journey back to the real Father. And on that journey, you go through all type of thoughts and emotions and worries and doubt. It's like you're going through an ego death.
So, okay.
This is so deep, man, I don't know what to do with it. Go ahead.
I mean, I apologize. I didn't want to take up your time or whatever. I know you got a lot of people to help out. But the forgiving my mom part, right?
Yeah.
So what you're telling me, that's like that's the key.
Yes. That's the beginning of returning back home to your natural nature, to your natural father. Because you've forgiven now, because that anger or anger heart cannot enter into that place. Because anyone that has anger, they have hatred, they are of their father, the devil, and they are evil, and they cannot enter into the light. But when you forgive, you made such a good point, because the problem with the average human being, they wonder, who will I be if I don't have the thoughts? Who will I be if I don't have the feelings? Who will I be if I don't identify with somebody or something? And they're afraid to let go of this illusion because they're afraid they will be nobody. There will be no, what will I be? But they don't know that they'll be themselves.
Man, this is something else for a day. So when I forgave my mom, because I forgave my mama. I did it over the phone, though. Does that count? I didn't see her face to face.
So, repeat that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I forgave my mother, but I did it over the phone, not face to face. Does that count?
That's fine. How did it?
Oh, I mean, I could still see her.
What did you say to her when you talked to her?
Oh, she was pissed. She, man, if that lady could jump through that phone and ring my neck. Hey,
what
man.
The? But,
for real.
But good,
you
you're
what?
Fine. You don't need to go back and do that anymore.
Oh,
you need
God.
To just watch these false thoughts that you're doing. And the thing that's telling you to kill yourself,
yeah,
those are evil spirits in your imagination and the emotion that you have been identifying with, and you have been calling them you. But they made a home in your mind. They want to dwell in your mind. They want to control you and make you do and think the things you don't want to do and think, because they live in the minds of human beings. And if you continue with this light going away back home to the Father, they will have to leave your body. The light of the Father will take the darkness, which is other thoughts and emotions, away from you. They will have to depart from you and go find a home in another human being. And they don't want to leave you. And so they cry, kill yourself, kill yourself. And they'll try to make you think that it's you telling you to kill yourself because they don't want to leave your body. That's not you telling you that at all.
It felt so like me, though.
Because it was
like
in the body. The feelings were in the body that came from the thoughts. But you're not your body, and you're not the feelings that in the body. The feelings are in the emotions in the body, but it's not in you. The real you have no emotions, up or down.
I like that.
The real you have no wants, have no need. The real you have never been mad or angry. Your real you have never been fearful, has never had fear. It's impossible. It's this fake you that wants to destroy you that has all that stuff, all that emotion. Mm. A free you feel none of those. The real you feel none of those things. It's the fake you. All the trouble that human beings have and are having is coming from the fake self. It's not coming from the real self.
So the evil spirit, demons, and the devil is real. That's what he's saying.
It's real in the sense that it is an illusion. It's not real in real life.
It's not real in real life.
No. That place,
but it'll make us do,
you know. Mm-hmm. You know that place that you live where there's nothing?
Yeah.
That's real life. And there's no evil there at all.
Okay.
Evil
okay.
cannot enter into real life. It cannot enter into that place. That's why you must forgive first so that the spirit of evil can be taken away from you. So that you can enter into that real place.
Okay. So evil is not in the real life.
No.
It's in the illusion.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's why it messes play in your head.
Yeah, 100%. When it was telling you to kill yourself, it was an illusion telling you to kill yourself. Because how are you going to tell you to kill you? That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Are there two
it don't make no sense.
Are there two people? Who's telling who to kill himself?
That's why last night I'm like, who is in this room with me? Or like, what's going on? Like, bro, this no, I don't want to kill myself.
That's right. No. Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
That's not you telling you that either. Those spirits are upset because you have surrendered to the light of God, and the light is working on the truth, which is the light. It's working for you now 24 hours in a day. It never stops. It cannot stop. It won't stop. It is working on your behalf. The darkness is trying to tell you it's not working. Oh, it's not working. It's taking too long. It's too hard.
Yeah, boy.
It's not true. The light is working. That's why the darkness is telling you that it's not working, because it's ill. God is never, it is working for you, and God will never stop working for you. He's going to bring you all the way home to the present, to right now. Everything is in right now, except your illusions.
Evil spirit is that mad.
It wants to take your life because you are a son of God, and they can't get to God, so they're trying to go after the son.
They're trying to backdoor God. Okay.
And so they want to kill you because you're the son of God, and the darkness hates your light. It hates God.
But it's a real battle going on then. This is a real fight.
100%, but it's not your fight. It's your letting go and observing the fight. You need to watch it. Don't call it you. Don't do anything about it. Don't call it good or bad. And don't fight. Just be aware of it. That's all you need to do.
As simple as you said that, man, you know that's hard to, like, grasp it.
But don't worry.
Don't do nothing. Just watch.
And don't try to grasp it. The truth is with you, buddy. Otherwise, you wouldn't know about the quiet place. So the truth is with you. The truth got it for you. You don't need to do anything. Don't try to make yourself believe or anything. Just watch. The beauty about the truth, about the light, all you have to do is watch. It's like when the sun come up in the morning time, it's so bright, right? You look out the window and the sun is there, right?
Yeah.
And you can see everything around you, right?
Yes, sir.
That same light, which is the light of God, is in you too. And when you watch, you're seeing everything around you. You're seeing the thoughts lying to you about your feelings. You're seeing the thoughts lying to you about your reputation. You're seeing the thought lying about you, nobody likes you. You're seeing the thought lying to you, telling you how awful you are, how no good you are, how this. It's all lies. But the fact the light is on, you can see the lies in the same way you can see the physical earth when the sun is shining.
Now that sounds like something working on or working for.
Yeah, the light is on, and you're now seeing the darkness. Now that the light is on, the darkness of the imagination is being illuminated. So you can see all the thoughts and emotions. Don't call them you. They're demons.
I can do that. I can do that. I could keep watching, not do nothing, not fight back. I think that's what I was doing, fighting back.
Yeah, there's nothing for you to fight. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Present all that to God by not fighting. He is trying to fight that for you, those spirits. So, and when you don't fight back, but you just observe, you're presenting that to God. And that's where he's changing your whole nature and everything.
Oh, that's how you present yourself. I'm understanding now.
Yeah, you're presenting loneliness. You're presenting suicidal thoughts. You're presenting anger. You're presenting revenge. You're presenting doubt and fear and worry and all illusion unto God when you don't fight. And you're presenting your body. Okay, God, take my body. And he would take it over, and he would take those things out of your body. Because you're presenting them to him rather than you trying to fight them, because you can't fight spirits. Spirits have to deal with spirits.
That makes sense. All right. I present myself to God, and I don't want to fight no more. Clean me up and let me inside. I don't want to go outside no more.
And when you at night, when they tell you kill yourself, just know those are spirits. They're in that very moment while you're sleeping, they're having pain. Because the light is still shining on them while you're even asleep. God, the truth is now working for you while you're sleeping. And the spirits of evil are having a fit about it. So they're like, kill yourself. You ain't this, you ain't that. Don't go to work. Do this. Don't pay it attention. Don't argue. Don't call it good or bad. Don't call it you. You need not obey. Don't obey them.
Gotcha.
Let me know how it goes. You stay with it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Bless you and the crew.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes.
Bye. I got to take a break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. What the? He's been in that space. That's where most people are afraid to go. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. That was such an amazing conversation with Fritz. When he talked about he was in that space where there is nothing. Nothing. He's like, what am I supposed to be doing here? There's nothing to do. Nothing to think about. Nothing to worry about. What do I do? There's nothing. That's where you want to be. And if you can drop all of your fake identities right now, because they're fake, you have nothing but an illusion anyway. But you have identified with illusions. And I hear so many people tell me, well, Jesse, if I let go of my thoughts, if I let go of the feelings, who will I be if I stop thinking? Once you find out. I love that conversation. There is this place inside of you where there's nothing. And yet, there's everything. But it's not based on thinking and feeling or worry. It's based on just living. Just living without thinking. Just being without knowing. And yet, you will know. That conversation was like, Lord, the spirit is up in here. That conversation no one can make that happen. I hope you heard it, especially those who are seeking to overcome. You want that place where there's nothing to identify with. Really. And most people are afraid to live in that space. They feel like you've been taught wrong. You feel like you got to identify with somebody or something. You got to think about something. And you're wrong. You're lost. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair and an amazing shirt on today. The material of the shirt is amazing. The la, 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 the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, is amazing. How can they get it, Hake?
Hake.printify.me.
What?
Go to thehakereport.com, and there's a link to the shop.
and it fit you well. I'm surprised to see you in a normal fitting shirt.
Yeah, this is a, I broke and got myself a size large. It fits so much more comfortably.
It seems like
it looks better, I think.
It looks like an alpha male in that.
I could stand to fill it out a little bit more. If I get stronger, I have room to grow.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, you don't know the future.
You don't lift weights.
I don't have to.
Well, how are you going to get stronger?
Exercise.
But you don't do anything but walk. What the?
Anyway.
Well, anyway. Check his shirt out on, he has it there. It's an amazing shirt. It really, and the material is amazing. I like nice collared shirt, t-shirts like that. And when the material feel amazing on the body, it doesn't feel like too big or too loose or too anything. It's just nice material. And then Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he black. At 11 a.m. on fire. At 11 a.m. And then the one other than Donald Trump, the only other than Donald Trump with natural energy given to him by God. And did you, I heard him say yesterday on his show, that boy, that gang member they sent back to El Salvador, he like, the people saying, oh, they need to bring him back home. And the baby like, he already at home. They sent him home. What now? I'm like, that's right, Anchor Baby. They sent the man home, and he was in this country illegally, and they're calling this his home. And their little wife, they said that he beat her, according to the report. She reported him a couple of times, according to the report, of beating her. And she act like, we praying for you, and Easter come, and may God be with you. What a phony. Like, if you want to be with him, go home with him and be with him. The children are asking about you, she says. Okay, if his children are asking about the daddy, take the children home to El Salvador where the daddy live. According to Fox News, he used to get into fights, physical fight with his wife. I heard that on Fox and local news. Well, man. But anyway, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Let me do some super chats, and then I want to go back to super the call. Chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, not Archangel Gabriel, says two things. Hi. On the topic of water bottles, I had a coffee bottle that I use for work. Is it the same thing as a water bottle? Sadly, it's no gourmet Jesse Plantation coffee yet. Punchy's coffee. Lower those tariffs, Trump. What the?
The tariff thing is going to work. Be patient. Believe me, Trump knows exactly what he's doing. The media and the Democrats want to make you think he doesn't, because they had nothing to give and nothing to offer you, really. Daddy is home, Mama's being quiet, and Daddy is taking care of business. Relax. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriel, who also says, that story Friday with Mr. Altman, he isn't white, he's Jewish. Altman is an Ashkenazi surname. Judaism teaches Jews to make the world more godly. This is the DoorDash driver who got stabbed by the, who got stabbed by the homeless guy whom he was going to buy some food.
Oh, yeah.
But his name isn't Altman, it's Altmans. Something like that.
Thank you.
Which is a German name, not Jewish.
I rest my case.
But he said that Judaism teaches Jews to make the world more godly, but it, like Jesse says, being too giving can be for the thrill. Remove the thrill when giving. Don't identify with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Point taken, Gabriel.
That's why God said, when you give secretly. Don't let everybody know. Don't be flashy about it. And when you give secretly, you will be rewarded secretly, in secret. Amazing. Thank you. Powerful.
Yeah, and a big show of it.
Yeah.
Cal on X says, hey, Jesse, it's Cal from Australia. Love you, bro. Can you give me a shout-out?
Shout out to Cal from Australia. Love you back. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Lin Yan Chen says, free will is the ability to accept or refuse truth. Jesse twists it to mean power to change any and everything. How did he get so confused?
But there's no such thing as free will, buddy. I'm not twisting anything. They are saying that there is a free, they do have a free will. I'm saying that you don't have free will. How? What am I twisting?
No, he's saying that free will is the ability to accept or refuse truth.
What does that mean?
He doesn't elaborate, at least not in this super chat.
I don't know what you mean. Maybe, I don't know what you mean. Make it clear. Thank you, though.
Blunt Wit says, I don't know who said it first, but it crept into my head one day. It's God's earth, but it became the devil's world. Godless.
Thank you.
Thank Amazing. You, Blunt Wit.
Yeah.
Natalie says, Genesis 1:26, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Jesse, who is us? Why is God speaking in plural?
He crazy. Oh, no. Oh, hey, what's up, God?
That was Moses putting words in God's mouth, maybe.
Yeah.
Commander Kim on Rumble says, Jesse, not kidding. White Christians and white liberals both love going to third world countries and save the blacks and browns, tell them how to live. What the? Leave them alone, mama.
That's right. I can't. White people, y'all a mess. Yes, you are creative. Yes, you are innovative. Yes, you built the greatest country on this side of heaven. But don't be going to these bad places trying to get people saved. You can't save nobody. Derek is telling me that he meant when he said, let us build, do this.
Mm-hmm.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He ain't mean all those gods.
Yeah.
Man, there's only one God.
People what reading the? Way into it.
That's Derek, my producer.
Shout out.
He black and he a Bible thumper.
And a flat earther.
Oh, God.
Shout out.
Shout out to Derek.
Aaron says, Aaron G., John 16:12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Does the Bible continue in us? Asks Aaron G.
The word is in you. The kingdom of heaven is there, and the truth is there too. Everything is in you already. Really. Amazing. And when you read the Bible, it's just going to point you back to the kingdom of heaven within. It's just a roadmap back home. To the kingdom within. Amazing. Thank you.
Joe, Five Coffees, ignore thoughts. Thank you for the truth, Jesse.
You got to ignore them if you want to be free. Because you got to separate from the illusion. You got to break away. And that happens when you stop calling an illusion you. When you stop and just look at it. But don't call it you. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee to all you on the show. What are your plans for Easter? How can I serve the Lord this weekend? I'm new to this. I want to suffer and mourn for Christ on Good Friday. Feel very, very deeply for the Lord since I truly found him. My husband calls me a Bible thumper now. Nice.
You serve the Lord on Easter by not eating too many eggs. Eggs!
Or candy.
That's right. Just relax and be yourself. It's just another ritual day. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just people remembering their intellectual God. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Renee. Jesse, I guess the song was right after all. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
No more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. I don't know, but I've been told. Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt Wit says, there is no spoon. Winky face emoji.
Spoon?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think it's maybe a Bruce Lee reference or something.
Oh, okay.
Lin Yan Chen says, Jesse, do you have the ability to refuse or accept the will of God? Free will is just being able to refuse or accept truth, not the power to be truth.
What?
Can you refuse the will of God or accept it? Do you have that ability?
Well, you have the free will, if you got to have a will, to stay in your hell. You definitely have it. God's not going to force you out of your hell. But if you realize something is wrong and I don't like this hell, you can come out of it. Now, if you want to call that free will, go ahead. If y'all got to have a will, go on with your little free will and see how far it gets you. Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G., it seems like free will exists. If free will exists, then it would conflict with the idea of having a full ego death, because if you have any part in your will, then it cannot be fully God's will.
I rest my case. Even Jesus said, I got to go up here on these mountains. I'll be back. Y'all wait. And I got to see what my Father's will is. I know what his will is. Father, what is thy will? Let your will be done, not my will. What is your will? I rest my case. Thank you.
Very nice. Lin Yen Chin says, Lord, good hair sounds more manly today. Nice. That's nice. Thank you.
Who is Lord Goodhair?
Oh, that's me. Because one black guy said I had the best hair on the internet years ago. And ever since then, it became a meme, and he calls me Lord Goodhair.
Nice. He does have good hair. He doesn't wear that good, have that good hair for nothing. You're right about that one. For sure. Thank you.
Katie Naibo says, shut the doors. L.M. blank. Oh.
Amazing. I gotta get you some calls.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Let me go to Canada and talk to first-time caller David. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air. David?
Are you okay?
You're on the air.
Can you hear me well?
No.
Oh. What can I do to improve that?
But keep talking, speaking.
Okay. Well, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What was the first temple of God?
What was the first temple God made?
Yes. What was the first temple God made?
God only made one temple, and that's Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. The apostles are the foundation. And we who are called by God are his temple, and he lives in us.
And so what was the first temple?
The one that God made in Christ. And we the people, he dwells in us. We become the temple of God.
Okay.
First Corinthians 3:16.
Thank you for that, David. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I want to respond so badly, but I got to wait. And thank you for that, though.
Can I say something else?
Yes.
I've been listening to you now for about, I'd say a year. And I keep hearing people saying they get tired of trying to do the silent prayer. And they're still getting angry. What they don't realize is that when you're staying present, you're not thinking about what your mama said to you. You're not thinking about what that mean old guy down the corner said to you. When you react to somebody who bothers you, it's because you haven't been staying present, and you're already angry way before the person that talks to you makes you angry. So if you stick with the silent prayer and keep being present in your life, you won't get angry. Because, you know, when you buy a pizza, the pizza made a phone call to you way before the pizza got to you.
Amazing.
And it's the same with when you get angry and you react. It's because you've been thinking all these thoughts in your head. And by the time someone comes along to make you angry, you're already angry.
David, that is an amazing explanation of that. Right on.
Okay, absolutely. It's been great talking. It's great talking with you, Jesse. I love your show, and I love everything that you do.
Thank you, buddy.
You and the crew.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. But thank you for that. It's so clear, it made me want to slap my mama. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Let me go to, is it Vaughn? Vaughn, a first-time caller out of Dallas, Texas. Vaughn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Vaughn.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I was just calling in because I kind of struggle with the silent prayer.
Okay.
And I find myself when I'm doing that, noticing that my body gets really tense, and I have to kind of think about, like I realize that my body is being tense as I'm in the silent prayer. I'm wondering, is that like normal or?
No, the only thing that's happening, you're trying to make it happen, and you're tensing up rather than just relaxing and letting it happen. Just watch the thoughts. But so when that does happen, just relax. It doesn't matter how many thoughts you're seeing, so-called good or bad one, or how few you see or whatever. You just watch and don't put your effort into it at all.
Is there like a time limit? Like, could I be in the silent prayer for too long? Or you know.
I mean, if you up and you got to get up and go to work, you can sit there too long. But once you practice being present like that, you're going to find yourself naturally being in the silent prayer all day long, eventually.
Yeah.
That's going to happen naturally. So, you know, you could start out 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then it'll just, you know, the longest you need to sit is an hour if you want to do it. But other than that, okay, you can get up and do your day. Or at night, you can go to bed.
And how do I separate the practical thoughts from all the other ones? Like, how am I knowing? Like, I get, like, practical. It's like, you know, what fruit or what I'm going to eat and stuff like that. But, like, is it a practical thought to be like, hey, I need to call my mom today? Or
no,
hey,
that's not a practical thought. No. A practical thought is when you get hungry, you go eat. Practical thoughts is when you got to go to work, you either take the bus or you drive your car. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Did you forgive your mother?
I did.
How did that go?
It was really tough.
In what way?
I was sort of afraid to like forgive her because it was just a little scary. I guess I was just more of afraid of how she would react to it because she could be a real evil lady sometimes.
Did you know before you had to forgive her? How old are you?
I'm 33.
Did you know before you had to forgive her that you were afraid of her?
No, I've always kind of had a fear of my mom, but it wasn't until I forgave her that, like, I lost all that fear.
Yeah.
And I actually started listening to you about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
About 5 or 6 years ago. So I've been listening to you for a very long time. And it made total sense because one thing, but the only thing is that, like, you also say, like, to forgive your dad, you know, but I don't feel like I had to forgive him because my mom never really, like, said anything negative about my dad growing up, like most kids.
So you have nothing against him?
Yeah, nothing against him.
That's pretty normal. Most men and women do not resent their fathers. They're yearning for their fathers, right? And
yeah.
And those who think they resent their fathers don't realize that they resent their fathers with their mother resentment. They have identified with the mother, and she either played to be a victim or act really mothery and weak-like, and the father resented her weakness. But most adults do not resent their father. It's the mother. But so because of time, though, just with the silent prayer, just relax and watch. And if you feel tense come up, just relax your body, relax your mind, relax your body. And that'll pass away. It's not a big deal.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse.
And you stay with it. Do not stop being present.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Jesse, for taking my call this morning. You guys are great. I love listening to you every day. You help majority of my work day go by so fast, so I appreciate all you guys.
Right on. You stay with it, buddy.
Thank you, man. Love you guys.
Love you, too. I am out of time. What the? Listen, if you did not hear that call this morning and then end of the second hour and the beginning of the third hour with Chris, you owe it to yourself to quietly hear the whole thing out and hear him talk about that place where there's nothing. That's where you ought to be. Instead of being with this false self where you think is everything when there's really nothing. And you're seeing it with your physical eyes and not your spiritual eyes. With Fritz out of Florida, it was deep. Really, it was just music to my ear, and I think it will be to most, especially those who are seeking the right way. So do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Forgive your mothers and your father, but especially the mothers, every human being, if you want to enter into that quiet place. If you want perfect peace, you gotta forgive your mother. You gotta go to her. Unless she's dead. Or if she get violent, you can't go in person. FaceTime. And if you have another choice, telephone. All right. Thank you for your support. We'll finish the super chat tomorrow that we didn't finish today. And thank you so much, all right? Tomorrow is Black Friday. Black Friday. What's up? The Hate Report is coming now. The Hate Report. And then Joel Friday TV. He black. And then the American Anchor Baby. Have a good day, folks. And stay present. Stay present. Stay present. Amazing. Make sure you hear Chris call. It's for everybody that wants the truth. Amazing. Take care. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself. Your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, JL.